Teda or Teldes, page 40. No. Okay. We're at the bottom of the Chof, the top of 40. Anyway, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that the Alter Rebbe asked the question, what we discussed last night, how did, you know, Yitzchak knew who Esav was, so how was he so important that he wanted to bless him? So he says, in fact, like we said, Yitzchak himself, did he, one time he says, Kol Kol Yaakov, one time he says, he used to ask him these funny questions about mice and everything else. So he says, Esav is Gvura of Klipa. Yitzchak is Gvura of Kedusha. Esav is Klipa of Gvura of Klipa. And he says, and that's the Maimon we're learning. Yeah. Okay, so he says that in Kedusha there's 10 levels. In Klipa there's Achara Saman Hayiva. So he says that the highest that comes in Kedusha causes Bittul. Klipas, on the other hand, have this chutzpah. Okay, let's start all the way at the bottom. The bottom of Chof, two lines in the end of the page. He says, in Kedusha, it's bitul. Tzva Shemaim l'cho mishtachvim. They're bottle tasha. Shenken, Klipas, Magbim, Atzma, Kinesha. Klipas, they'll elevate themselves like an eagle. But chutzpah with chutzpah, meaning they deny the thing that makes them exist. Hashem Kedusha makes them exist, and they deny the very thing that's the source of their existence. Why do they deny it? If it's their source, how could they deny it? He says, Fisha Chayis and Nimshech Aleihem. The Chayis that comes into Klipa has asked them to say Golus in the level of Golus. Fikach, Hagam Shenimshech Aleihem Chayis to Kedusha. Even though their existence is based on Chayis of Kedusha, and in Betalim, they're not bought. Why? Because it's not internalized within them. It's in a superficial level. Like we learned, the difference between internal and superficial, superficial only affects you indirectly, versus internally, it affects you directly. So therefore, Va'adraba mi'agmiya mazat mi'kaneshim. Therefore, the chayis nimshuch lam nivla b'seichem, and therefore the chayis that comes into them is absorbed within them. They don't even feel it; becomes like completely absorbed within them. They don't feel it. So now the question is: if they don't feel it, how do you exist? If the body is not a keli to the nefesh, then the body dies. You have to be a keli. So he says, Klipa is not a keli to Kedusha, and therefore it has the chutzpah to deny its very existence. So he says, so how does it exist? He says, Me'acha shechayis inezel inyan levaina. That's the spice, not chelbana. That's the spice called levaina. Levaina, what's levaina? Sho'er makif aleim omaila. Veina nivla b'seichem. It's hovers over them, it's not internal. I mean, again, what does that mean? Now the Rebbe says in Tanya, Sevi Kolalma doesn't mean it's not here. It means it affects you indirectly versus directly. And the simplest mashal we learned for this in the other Maimonim is Emuna. A Jew has Emuna, they're Maminim b'nei Maminim, yet they'll do an Aveda. Everybody will do an Aveda. Either have Emuna. Now that at the same minute they're doing an Aveda, they have Yamuna. Like the guy breaking in, Nachman Akari, he's davening to Hashem. So he has Yamuna. Why is it? Because the Yamuna is not affecting them directly. It doesn't have a direct effect on them. It has an indirect effect on them. So how does Klipa exist if it's not bottled to Kedusha? The answer is that's what Levaina is. The spice called Levaina. It says in Kabbalah, Levaina is Lavan. What Lavan is the level of white, which is purity, which is a high level of Makif. Fi shor Makif mumaylim in Adas, Shelohem. Veina Magishim, and therefore they don't feel it. It only affects them indirectly rather than directly. Nivla canal, and the internal chayis becomes absorbed completely. It disintegrates within the klipa, so they don't feel any bittul. Therefore, they have the level of chutzpah. So what does Levaina do? Levaina is makif. In fact, it's very interesting the way Kabbalah and Chassidus takes all the worst levels and they make them the highest. Lavan, this guy Lavan, we're going to start reading about in the parashas, Chassidus in Kabbalah explained as wicked and as rotten the guy was, but Lavan, the source of Lavan was Levan HaElyon. Okay, when it says at the end of Vayetze that Vayashkin Lavan Babeka Vayanashek, he kissed. So Chassidus explains that's level of Lavan. Well, Lavan is white. It's the sign of purity. Lavan is the super high level of Kedusha. And because it's so high, it fell so low. Yeah. And another interesting thing. Who gave Rivka the famous bracha that we say, Ativ Alfei Revava? When Eliezer sent, when they sent away Rivka, she said, Achiseinu Atei Alfei. They said that by a chuppah, many places, we don't, but many places give that bracha. Who said that bracha? Lavan and Besua. Knowing the way it looked, Lavan probably said it more than Besua, because he always jumped in. The greatest, Matei V'alecha Yaakov, who said it? Bilam. Darach Keicha Miyaakov, all the Nevuah, but the Rambam says about Mashiach, Bilam. All these, Esav is tail higher than Tikkun. So he says, Levaina is one of the 11 spices that needs to be transformed, his hapcha, not only broken, transformed to Kedusha, like we explained to Kedus, is transformation of evil Yud Aleph to Kedusha. So he says, that's the level of Reisha the Esav. Amakif from Umayla. That's the level of Makif from above, and that's called Batufa the Yitzchak. Mamish B'Kedusha. Where did, like we discussed at greater length last night, where did the head of Esav end up? Near Yitzchak's feet. But that's only when the head is severed from the body. Because then the head, Reshad Esav, represents the source of Esav. So that was the debate between Yitzchak and Rivka, we learned last night, that Rivka said, as long as Esav head is connected to the body, he cannot be elevated. Yitzchak wanted that he should elevate Esav by giving the bracha, even when Esav is connected to the body. And Yitzchok thought he was able to do that, which he didn't, because he gave the bracha to Yaakov. But nevertheless, the head of Esav, meaning the source of Esav, like he says here, V'reshed Esav, Makim Umayla is in Yitzchok Mamish, L'chem Yitzab Bechinas Makiv. Therefore, in the level of Makiv, he says, Eich Masin Sateven, U'mitzab Pnimis Ein Shemayim Shogar Befi. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining like this. Yitzchak wasn't fooled. There was two aspects of Esav that were, yes, contradictory, but that's the point. Meaning, in Pnimius, when you speak, Yitzchak doesn't mention God's name at all. Kol is only Kol Yaakov. Like Rashi says, Yaakov mentioned, Hashem helped me, Hashem brought it, Hashem made it. In Pnimius, Esav doesn't mention at all Makiv, Pnimius. In the Shaila, how do you tie salt and straw? That's the Makif level. And we mentioned last night, but many of you weren't there, mentioned last, the Rebbe explains in the Sicha, why did he ask a Shaila about Melach and Tevin? Salt and straw. So the Rebbe explains, salt itself is bitter. You can't eat salt. You just can't eat salt. Yet, salt makes the food very tasty. That means by itself is tasteless. A negative taste, in fact. But when you mix it with something else, it becomes very valuable. The now it's awful, future it's great. What's straw? Straw is nothing. But the Rebbe says from the Gemara that they used to put straw into making bricks, and that builds buildings. It says in the beginning of Shmais, no? Akash l'tevim, right over. So the pshat is, that's the level of makif. Lost in loving when Mashiach comes, the makifim level are going to be revealed. So then that's going to be revealed, the source of Asaph, which is very, very lofty. The head of Asaph is going to be by Yitzchak. Therefore, the Gemara says in Shabbos, only by Yitzchak we say, Lost Lovi Ki'at Avinu. Because Yitzchak was more the level of Lost Lovi than Avram and Yaakov. That's why Yitzchak, like we explained, there was many different points together. When Mashiach comes, all the nations, V'noro Elof Kol Agoyim, the Pasuk, so all nations are going to come to Mashiach. Unlike Avram, that he brought Kedusha to the world is going to be elevated to Kedusha. That's the level of Yitzchak Avinu. So therefore, Yitzchak, because he was the level of Lasid Lavei, he wanted to bench Esav, which is the level of Makifin. But therefore, the Alter Rebbe is explaining, it's not a stira that he doesn't mention God's name, and yet Yitzchak said, wow, he's asking me shailas about salt and tevin, about how do you tithe it? How do you give my son? Why? Because in the Panemius level, Esav is a Rasha, because there's no bittul. In Makifim level, Melach, the future, that's a very lofty level. So what's the contradiction? These two statements don't contradict each other. What is Misad the Makif level? Is Eich Ma'asinus HaMelech, Adi Taisol. And Misad the Panemius level, there is ancient Shemaim. That's exactly the power of evil. Chassidus explains another interesting point. How is it that if Klipa is not a Keli to Kedusha, how can they be so powerful? Golus Remi, Bavel, all the nations that enslaved the Jews, to put the Jews in the gold, were super powerful to the extent that they controlled the Jews. But if they're not a Keli to Kedusha, how do they have that Koyach? And the answer is, they come from Makif. Yeah, that's why Makif is not a temporary thing. Something that affects you indirectly doesn't last long. If it's not internalized, it doesn't last long. When it's internalized, Kedusha is Pnimius, it lasts long.
They don't need a
Keli. And because Makif is a higher level than Pnimi, Seviv is higher than Mamala, so they have, when that power is revealed within them, they have a very powerful Koyach. Jews need Pnimius. So therefore, when the Jews are not a Keli, i.e. they sin, so then Galina Me'atzeinu, they don't have that Koyach. Because Jews don't have a Koyach of Makif. Jews have a Koyach of Pnimius. But the evil does. So when the Jews' Pnimius is strong, the Makif of the Goyim doesn't have a Koyach. When the Pnimius of a Jew is weak, so the Makif is strong. So they're therefore able to overpower the Jews.
The question is, how do they deserve the Makif? With all the things that they do, why do they deserve Makif?
Because, again, in Shadish, they come from a lofty level. Tehu. Yes, in min acheshech, right? That Shlomo Melech says, and Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya, I don't need Shlomo Melech to tell me that is better than cheshech. Correct. So, what does Alter Rebbe explain in Tanya all over Chassidus? It doesn't say yes in al hacheshech. It says min hacheshech. Shlomo Melech says in the pasuk, Reishik sheyesh yisin lechachma al hasichles ki yisin ha'er min hacheshech. He doesn't say ala cheshech. Because, so the Alter Rebbe explains that the ultimate or, yisrin ha'or, the ultimate level of or is min ha'cheshech, when cheshech becomes or. Now, why is the or of cheshech higher than the or of a or? In other than simple English, why is the art of klipa higher than the art of kedusha? Because it comes from a higher source. The fact that down here klipa is lower shows that it originates in a higher place. If it originates in a higher place, so when you reveal the shayrish of chayshech, it's yis in her earth. Yisro in her earth.
Yitron.
Sorry. Yitron her. It was once Hanukkah, they had it in farmer's market on 3rd. So I was there with my kids, and the kids were little, so they asked me to, it was Chabad thing, they asked me to speak. So speaking about Torah mitzvahs, so my wife was standing next to two ladies, and one of them turns to the next and says, Mahu Omer, Torah mitzvahs. So the other lady says to him, Hu lo yada'ech ledaber, Torah mitzvot, Hu lo yada'ech ledaber. Says, my wife was cracking up. I don't know. I'm sorry, Yitron.
If
Yitron
was not so
quiet,
Shach,
yeah.
Why would he have Harada?
Because Gehenim came in with him.
That's
what Rashi says in the Medrash. So why would Yechir Yitzharada Gedel Admaid?
So he wasn't.
By the way, the simple pshat is that Gehenim came in with him. When Yaakov came in, Gan Eden came in with him. But in a deeper sense, the ultimate Yira is from the highest levels of Kedusha. Because, again, Yitzchak saw the things in the source. That's the uniqueness of Yitzchak Avinu. Therefore, La'asid Lavei, when the source of everything will become revealed, that's the level of Yitzchak. So the Gemara says in Shabbos, when Mashiach comes, we're going to say about Yitzchak, Ki'ata Avinu. Now it's primarily Mogen Avram. Right? But La'asid Lavei, why? Because Yitzchak saw things in the source. And you remember we learned in the Vayishlach Maimorim, why did Yaakov send the carbon to Esau? It was a minchad, actually a carbon, but he sent him today for animals. So remember we learned in those Maimorim in Torah Or. The Alter Rebbe explained, in nowadays, in our levels of tikkun, you can't bring a tray for animals a carbon. That's to be a kosher animal. In Tehu, over there is tray for animals higher than kosher animals. So again, Yitzchak saw everything in the source. Source Esav is greater. Let's bench him. Let's give him a bracha. Let's reveal the source of Esav. The problem is, actually, like in Vayishlach, where after Esav says, let's go together, and Yaakov said, and Chassidus explains, Yaakov thought that Yitzchak is, now Esav is ready to be elevated. He thought, El Esav Achiv, that Esav is his brother. Now he's able to be elevated. So he sent him all those karbanis to elevate him. Lepel he saw, it's to kill him. Right? Hashem did a miracle, he kissed him, but he wanted to kill him. So Yaakov saw, now it's not ready yet. The food's not ready yet. So he tells him, I'll come later. Don't hold your breath, but I'm going to come. That's L'Asad Lavi. So again, everybody tried doing things to reveal the source of all these terrible guys. Lavan, Bilam, all these, all Kairach, all these guys come from the loftiest level. The problem is, that's not now. Da'aveda now is what Rivka said. It's Yaakov, not Esav. Yitzchak was on a greater level than Rivka, obviously. Right? He saw the way the things are in the source. He said, let me try. Yaakov said, let me try. Hashem said, it ain't going happening like this. Why not, by the way? What did Hashem care if Esav would be refined right away and they would go together and build the base of Migdosh in Yaakov Avinu's time? Because the Eibishter says, I need Aved of Golus I need almost 3,000 years since then, since those stories, right? Over 3,000 years. I need the Aveda of Golus to elevate Esav in an internal way, not in a shock treatment. Yitzchak and Yaakov wanted to elevate Esav, so to speak, shock treatment. I'll give you a bracha. Shock treatment. The Eved just says, I don't want shock treatments. I want plenius. It has to be, it's nalo li'iti. Like they say, yidl by yidl. You know, yidl by yidl to eventually elevate the whole koyach of Esav, and then you live happily ever after.
Amen.
Did Adam make the same mistake? Yes. Other Medishin thought you can elevate.
There is a body of the Esav.